It's been a tough year for the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Military commanders are hoping 2009 proves more successful for U.S. forces and their partners there. The Pentagon is preparing to deploy up to 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan. That's part of a strategy to turn the tide against a growing insurgency. Another part is a plan to arm local Afghan militias to fight the Taliban. A similar strategy achieved some success in Iraq, but as the world's Matthew Bell reports, it carries some risks for Afghanistan.
The U.S. and its Afghan government allies are planning to give money, guns, and communications gear to Afghan militias. And in return, the thinking goes, get some desperately needed help fighting the Taliban. The idea is to create local defense forces in the rural areas, areas that are either directly controlled or at least threatened by Taliban insurgents. In Iraq, the U.S. military put tens of thousands of former Sunni fighters on its payroll, and that's resulted in a drastic reduction in violence there. Counterinsurgency expert John Noggle of the Center for a New American Security says similar tactics might also succeed in Afghanistan.
There's an immediate need for more troops on the ground, and the fastest way to do that is to deploy some more Americans, and we're going to do that, as many as we can afford to take out of Iraq. The second fastest thing to do is to start arming Afghans more rapidly. And I think that this is a classic counterinsurgency technique, building local militias. It has a good, strong track record of success as long as there are careful safeguards put in place to ensure that you're hiring the right people and that you keep a close eye on them. And I'm reasonably confident that that's going to happen.
Noggle says there's a potential danger in bolstering Afghan militias. These groups have been hard to control in the past.
Certainly, there's a very real risk that some of them could try to go rogue. This is why the additional American forces really are a bridge to a time when Afghanistan will be able to take responsibility for its own security. So this is a step in the right direction as long as it's viewed as part of a comprehensive solution rather than as a standalone stopgap measure.
Noggle says the long-term goal is to bring these local militias under the authority of the Afghan government. What worries Ali Ahmed Jalali is that that would never happen. He was Afghanistan's interior minister from 2003 to 2005. Jalali says if the guns go to militiamen in places where the government in Kabul has little control,
they will take the weapons, they will take money, they will establish forces, but later on and start fighting Taliban, they will join with insurgents local strongmen or drug traffickers or criminal networks, and that will lead to another problem.
Jalali says the U.S. and NATO should concentrate on building up Afghan security forces instead of arming local militias. And President Hamid Karzai apparently agrees. Karzai told the Chicago Tribune in a recent interview that empowering local militias would be a disaster. Barnett Rubin is a professor at New York University and an expert on Afghanistan. He says there's reason to be skeptical about the militia plan.
What I'm concerned about is, first of all, that it appears to be modeled on the awakening in Iraq, in Anbar province, which really separated the nationalist insurgents from al-Qaeda. There is no comparable situation in Afghanistan. The Taliban are not foreigners.
Rubin says the U.S. has already spent huge amounts of money supporting various Afghan warlords, but they have proved to be a problem for the government in Kabul. Maybe this latest plan will be different, Rubin says, and will help tamp down the insurgency in some parts of the country.
Perhaps it will work as a third or fourth best option, but I must say that the people in Afghanistan, they would like to have help against the Taliban, but they want that help to come in the form of a government that is not corrupt and abusive. They don't want it in the form of yet more armed militias. They have really had enough of that.
That's another point President Karzai made in his interview with the Tribune. Afghans, he said, have suffered at the hands of militias for so many years. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.